State health officials say more than 22,000 people in Michigan have now recovered from COVID-19. But what does recovered actually mean? And what does that recovery look like? Michigan Radio is part of a COVID-19 collaboration with Bridge Magazine and the Detroit Free Press. Joining us today from the Free Press is Kristen Jordan Seamus. She recently published a story about one couple, David and Charlunda Thompson, and their life after COVID-19. Kristen, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me on air today and for sharing their story.
Hey, Kristen, tell us a little bit about this couple. Who are the Thompsons?
So the Thompsons are a couple from Inkster, and they met at church. They've been married for nearly 20 years. Charlunda is 45, and she's a hospice care worker. David's 42, and he's a middle school math teacher. They sing together in the church choir, and they do, well, like a lot of couples, almost everything together. And they got sick together, too.
So I read in the story that in March, both of them started feeling symptoms of the virus, but it sounds like they didn't realize just how bad it was going to get.
That's true. They had all the classic COVID symptoms. They had fever and shortness of breath and coughing. Both of them said they had an altered sense of taste and smell. They went to the hospital together, but Charlunda was admitted first. And the day after Charlunda was hospitalized, David nearly died at home. His sister kept calling to check on him, but she called EMS when he stopped answering his phone. He was non-responsive, and then he was hospitalized for 8 days. David's sister is a hospitalist in Grand Rapids, and she really managed their care remotely. She got Charlunda into Mary Freebed, but David didn't get that kind of rehab. He was discharged home, and he said he was so weak, he couldn't really even take care of himself. His family brought him food, and they tried to check in. But all he really ate or drank for days were Gatorade and hot Cheetos. That's because he said he didn't have to do anything to prepare that. Those were the only foods that he could also really taste anymore.
I had to have a trash can on the side of my bed to use the bathroom in at first because I couldn't walk. You know, for the first week, I was trying to do exercises on the side of my bed just to kind of get myself going, but I just couldn't. You know, a lot of it is the breathing. It's hard to do anything if you can't breathe.
Now, while this was going on, Charlunda was on a ventilator for 16 days. Kristen, we know that the odds of survival plummet for people who have to be intubated, but what does it mean if you do manage to get off the ventilator?
Well, being on a ventilator, especially if you're on it for a long time, like Charlunda was, it can do a lot of things to the body. It can weaken your muscles and cause the skin and nerve damage. It can even affect your memory and your cognition. Charlunda says when she first got off the ventilator, she couldn't even hold a pen.
I was thinking I was writing, but she was like, honey, I don't know what you're saying. And then she showed me the paper and it was like, and then they tried the alphabet board. And I was so weak, I would try to point at A, but I would be on the second row with like L or M, and it was really difficult in the beginning.
This is so crazy. So this is obviously the point at which rehab comes in. Are we very well set up to get COVID patients the help that they need once they're well enough to leave the hospital?
Well, most rehabilitation centers and skilled nursing centers initially didn't want to take COVID-positive patients. There was a legitimate concern about exposing the already vulnerable people who live in those settings to a virus that's highly contagious and would likely cause severe disease or death for them.
Well, now that we know a little bit more, what's going on with the demand for rehab beds?
Well, as the surge in coronavirus cases began to level out a little bit in southeastern Michigan, many facilities and hospitals began to see a really huge need for rehab. And it was clear that these patients were not ready to go home. Mary Freebed opened its COVID rehab unit in mid-April for patients who test positive. It has 18 beds, and it started admitting patients from the east side of the state pretty quickly, including Charlunda. And now other health systems are finding ways to get their coronavirus patients the rehab they need. But it really did take some time.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is Kristen Jordan Seamus. She's the author of a recent Detroit Free Press article about David and Charlunda Thompson and their recovery from COVID-19. How are David and Charlunda doing right now?
They're doing better, but recovery's been slow. Charlunda was released from Mary Freebed on Wednesday, and David traveled across the state to get her. It was really quite a scene to see them greet one another for the first time in almost 2 months. David had pulled up in front of the hospital, and I could see his hand on the steering wheel of the SUV, and there was a pulse oximeter that was hugging his finger. It was measuring his blood oxygen level to make sure that he was okay. And there was an oxygen tank in the front seat of his car.
Jeez. It had to feel pretty great for them just to get outside at that point.
It really was such a beautiful day, too. The sun was shining and it was really warm. The door of the COVID recovery unit opened up and Charlunda stepped outside. She was given the choice to walk or be pushed in the wheelchair, but she chose to walk the whole way. And the Mary Freebed medical staff lined the path toward David, clapping and cheering for her. And she put her hand over her heart as she walked. She thanked everybody for taking care of her. And as she made her way down to the drive where David was waiting, they got to see one another for the first time in 45 days. And they immediately wrapped their arms around one another in this great big hug.
I'm sorry about that, baby.
That's okay. We got this. We got this.
I love you, babe.
I love you, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Feels like my wedding day all over again.
Oh, that's exactly what she said.
I'm just so grateful that I still have him.
So, Kristen, now the Thompsons are both home, what will they be having to do at home to continue building their strength back up?
Some of the exercises are pretty technical. David already has a therapist who dances with him and walks with him to try to get a little farther each session. But Charlunda was also advised to sing to improve her lung power. Take a listen.
Okay. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Nailed it. Good job. Isn't she a beautiful voice?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Man, she is so amazing. Actually, both of them are. So how did you meet the Thompsons?
So I had a relationship with Chris Mills, who works at Mary Freebed. I've worked with him on other stories before, especially the one about Savannah DeHart, who is the 15-year-old girl who lives out near Kalamazoo, and she had EEE, that Eastern Equine Encephalitis.
Right.
So back in January, I went out to Grand Rapids to meet her and her family and tell the story of her recovery from EEE. And since we had a good relationship from that story, he reached out to me to tell me that they had this really great person in Charlunda Thompson, and he offered to share her story with us.
What was it like following them through this time in their life when, I mean, they had just clawed themselves back from the edge of this illness?
Really emotional. I guess I didn't realize how very sick, even when you've been discharged from the hospital, you can be. I know that COVID can do a lot of things to a lot of people, and it can be really, really wicked. But I didn't expect that when you went home from the hospital, you would still be that ill.
Yeah. And there are some long-term effects associated with the virus. Do Charlunda and David know anything about, like, how their internal organs fared during all this?
They both aren't really very sure. David said he has follow-ups scheduled with various doctors and specialists who will have a look at his lungs and his heart and his various other organs to see what the long-term impact might be. The doctors at Mary Freebed were really hopeful that Charlunda might make a full recovery, but again, she's going to need much more evaluation. And since this is a brand new virus, nobody really knows what the long-term effects might be.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be a while before either of them could consider something like going back to work.
Right. And that's a big question. I think David has been doing some things actually remotely with some of his students. Charlunda mentioned that he's been trying to get back online and do some teleworking with students at his school.
That's the one thing you can do from a recovery bed, I guess. Do you think you'll be able to check in with the Thompsons again?
I hope to keep in touch with them and to see how they're doing and continue updating this story as it goes on.
Do they have family who can sort of help them through this recovery stage?
They really do. They're very fortunate that they have a very close-knit and tight family. David's sister in Grand Rapids was really instrumental in saving their lives. And then Charlunda's sister, who lives here in southeastern Michigan, she would go over and check on them. She was leaving groceries on their front porch. She was the one who raced over there when David's sister called and said she couldn't get him to answer the phone. She raced over and waited for EMS to come and made sure that he got to the hospital okay.
Kristen, it's just an amazing story. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thanks again for taking your time today to share it with others.
Kristen Jordan-Shamus writes for the Detroit Free Press.